Your verdict on today's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Pleased with the win, as always. It's always nice to bounce back from a defeat last week with 3 points, and I thought we were certainly convincing winners today.
Kirk Miller, 2 goals. We didn't have Andy Waterworth or Aaron Burns, 53 goals, I think, between them this year. So the goals came from elsewhere today.
Which, again, pleases me. I know the two lads that you mentioned, Andy was on 4 yellow cards, couldn't risk him playing today, where you run the risk of going to miss a cup final. Reece Glendinning was in the same position, I couldn't risk Reece. And Mark Stafford, obviously, on 9 yellow cards. So that's why they sat out today's game. But the pleasing thing for me is the lads who played today, the lads who come off the bench, certainly didn't look out of place.
It's great to get game time for so many players. I think Gary Lavery came on for his debut in the second half as well. He's been doing well in the Swifts. So.
He has scores a lot of goals. Technically a very good player, young player, and will improve with age and experience and fitness. So I was pleased to get Gary on. Pleased that Ross Clark, a player that the Linfield fans know very well. It's been a frustrating season for Ross, but he came on today, looked lively. And again, it gives me problems when it comes to picking not only a squad for Tuesday night, but further on down the line.
And Ross Gaynor and Jimmy Mulgrew were able to get a rest today as well, which helps with a big cup final on the horizon.
It does. Cup final's on Tuesday night now against Glentoran. That's what the players are told after the game. Cup final's on the back burner at the minute. It's a big two derby, and I know only so well that what it means to Linfield to go to the Oval, and we'll be going there hopefully again with a big support. I thought that. And, you know, I've been a big fan of our supporters, you know, the away games, the home games, you know, they've been vocal about it. A bit quieter today. Maybe it was a new surroundings, getting used to the South Stand. Again, they turned out in huge numbers, as they always do. And, again, turning up on Tuesday night at the Oval, they'll be there supporting us. I'll probably be sat amongst them at some stage, I'm sure, because, again, I sit out. But it's a game that I'm looking forward to, and hopefully the players are too.
It's a big win in terms of our European ambitions for this season today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it guarantees us second place. And as I said last week, second place won't be good enough for me next season. It's something to build on. But the players can now look back on the season and look back when it does come to the end of the season of hopefully taking a lot of belief going into next season that we're not that far off.
With so many players rested or unavailable, Jimmy Gallagher got the armband today, and he celebrated with a fine goal.
He did, and I love us scoring set plays because, you know, the players before the game, we work on them, and it was a great ball in. You know, fortunately at this club, whatever side the delivery comes in from, whether it's Kirk Miller, Ross Gaynor when he plays, Niall Quinn, Paul Smith, whoever takes the corners, we're always a threat. Physically, today we probably weren't at our strongest with some of the players playing, but with quality delivery in, and people want to score, and Jimmy wanted to score today, which pleases.
Back to winning ways, and as you say, we want to keep it going at the Oval now and in the run up to the final game of the season.
Tuesday, Saturday now, you know, there's certainly nobody resting, you know, the players will not be resting on the winning today when we turn up at the Oval on Tuesday, Cliftonville on Saturday. Two big games again, massive games that these players should be looking forward to, excited about, because I'll be excited for them and looking forward to them.
Well done today, and all the best for the Oval on Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.